Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Adrian. My name is James Gunn. I'm referring to an order that I feel like I was kind of duped into accepting. I was filling out an Amazon survey, which I now believe was fraudulent, was going to pay $5 for the watch, the Focus watch. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I certainly wasn't planning on buying the Focus earbuds, which is, I don't know, they've given me another toll-free number for that. But this was something I did yesterday, and I guess I got an email saying that they're on their way. Is this for real, or is this kind of a bit of a fishing technique?
Yes, hello? Sir. I'm here, and I definitely do understand that misconfirmed information, sir. And just to let you know, okay, so just to make sure I understood you correctly, you was on Amazon, and you was trying to get the watch with the trial for a paid shipping and handling for the $597, and it threw in another charge, which is, I'm seeing here, was the warranty for that watch of the $12.97.
Yeah, not only the warranty, that's correct. There's the warranty. There's also the earbuds that I didn't want.
Okay, earbuds. Okay.
All I thought, but the warranty was another one. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Adrian. So I was okay with the watch and the shipping of, I think, $5. But then I was not able to stop it from completing, and I ended up paying $25 or something like that. So this kind of made me lose sleep last night. I felt like I was suckered into a scam, honestly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I do apologize about that. So what I can do for you, sir, because the product that you have to watch now, that is a good product. It does help you with daily activities, and it is like a smartwatch. Now, we are offering 35% of your funds back for that watch, and it'll be yours to keep here if you choose to accept 35% refund on that. And also for the pods, we can do a discount on that as well, or if you simply don't want to accept, you know, the 35% refund on those, because I know you said that you originally didn't want those, then you can
I don't.
Return.
I still don't want those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't want those.
Okay. And even if I do a 50% half off for the pods and watch?
No, because, well, 50% off of what? Because the cost of the watch was like 69 or something, 70 bucks or something, and the cost of the buds were like about the same, maybe more, slightly
less.
Yeah,
I can tell you, the watch was $59.97, okay? And so if you do the 50% thing, it'd be $29 for the watch. And with the AirPods,
no.
The total price. Okay.
No, I want a full refund at this point because I'm
okay.
I'm,
now you haven't
not...
got charged for the watches yet, so you're still good on that. Now, for as the watch goes, that's just like, you know, the total price. Now with the watch, you haven't got charged, but if you would like to keep the watch, then you can do it at, you know, that 50% rate where you just pay $29 for the watch. Now for as the AirPods go, if you don't want to sell, because the original price for the AirPods, earbuds is $29.97. Okay. And if you don't want to accept the 50% with that, which is $14.99 for the earbuds, you can return the earbuds. But now I know you're
Adrian,
original.
I will return everything at this point.
Okay.
Here was the deal. Maybe you didn't understand fully what I was saying, Adrian. The watch was offered to me as a reward for filling out an Amazon survey, which I had to do in about 3.5 minutes or something like that. It was just a 7-question easy survey, and I had to complete it in a certain amount of time. And after doing that, the watch was offered to me for about $5. It was not anything close to the full price that you're suggesting now, or even 50% off of that price. It was $5 and $5 shipping. And I said, okay, I'll get the whole thing for $10. That's all I wanted. Now I don't want anything, because you're suggesting I get, I can keep it for half off. Well, half off of its full price is even more than what I've already agreed to.
Yes, sir, and I definitely do understand that. So what I can do, sir, I can go ahead and void out your account with those charges. And bear me one moment here. Let me see what you do for us. The product goes, okay?
Yeah. And also, Adrian, I want to make sure that my name, my information, my credit card mm-hmm. that I put in, that all of that is not sold not sold to anybody, and is 100% deleted from the records.
Yes, sir. No problem. I definitely will take care of that. Just bear with me one moment here, okay? Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so I got one of them taken care of. Allow me a few moments here to take care of the other one.
Has it already been shipped? Has something been shipped?
I can check here. It was on its way, but I'm stopping the shipping, so you're fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the charges are all being reversed.
Correct. Okay, so your account is completely canceled. You won't worry about any future shippings or charges for us. And I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be.
So how much was actually billed to me, Adrian?
Okay, so you have the $18.94. That was for the watch, and that was the shipping and handling and the warranty for the watch coming back to you. And then you have the $5.97 for the process coming back to you, that shipping and handling. So those are the only charges due to you doing this order today. You wasn't quite charged the full price just yet for those items. So it was just the shipping and handling and warranty that you was charged for.
And that came to, well, looks like $24.91 is what I was going to be charged for. And you're saying how much was I actually charged for?
$18.94 and then $5.97.
Okay, which I just added those up. That comes to $24.91. And you're reversing that. And the cancellation number is?
CSN Charlie. 255-43.
C is in Charlie, 255-43.
That's
so
correct.
Will I see on my credit card statement, will I see that amount of $24.91, and then when will I see it credited?
Yes, sir. Normally it takes a couple of days for the funds to be reflected back onto your account. So we always tell our customer just allow 3 to 5 business days to see that applied to your account.
Okay, and what about the any information that is stored? Is that all going to be wiped, deleted, and obliterated?
Yes,
from?
Yes, sir. Your account is completely closed out with us, and you won't have to worry about anything being charged or shipped to you.
Okay. All right, Adrian. Thank you for your help. A number I had. The company you work for, is it? What is it? What is it called?
I'm sorry. What was that, sir?
Adrian. What is the company what is the name of the company you work for?
Yes, sir. We work for Focus Upsale.
Focus Upsale or Upsell?
Upsale. U-P-S-E-L-L. Yes, sir.
Oh, Upsell. Okay.
Yes, sir.
U-P-S-E-L-L. Focus Upsell. All right. The number I called was 877-970-4455. And I've got a, what state are you based in, Adrian? Do you mind me asking?
Yes, sir. We're a call center, so we have multiple states, but the state that I am in currently is Alabama.
Okay, where's the headquarters?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure of the headquarters because, honestly, we are a third party for the headquarters. Yes, sir. So I'm not sure exactly where the headquarters is at because they have multiple call centers in multiple states because we do work with multiple products. Yes, sir. So to be honest, I'm not sure of the headquarters. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I didn't give you any of my identifying information over the phone, Adrian. So how did you pull up my account?
When you called in, your phone number registered, and your account information pulled up through that.
Okay. There wasn't any kind of verification of my address or anything like that. You just, based on my phone number and the fact that I told you my name?
Yes, sir. Now, your address is plugged in, but I went ahead and wiped your address, so you're fine on that.
Okay. All right, well, I'll look out for that that charge and the reversal of that charge, and hopefully this can all be resolved in a couple of days then. Thank you.
You're welcome, no problem. And thank you for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You too. Take care, Adrian. Bye-bye.